I want to thank everybody for coming out today. I'm Bob Fitzgerald, the Warriors TV announcer, and this is always a special day. We get to welcome three new members to the Warrior family, and then in between the end of the playoffs and before we get into summer league, free agency, and gearing up for next season, we breathe for 1 second and appreciate the seven straight playoff appearances and the best record in NBA history over the last 6 years and five straight trips to the finals, first time that's been done in 53 years, and then three NBA championships, which is the standard that Bob Myers and the basketball department have set. So we have a bunch of questions for the newest Warriors. I want to introduce them to my left from Serbia, the youngest player in G League history, part of the Santa Cruz Warriors. Alan Smilagic is here alongside. From the University of Michigan, Jordan Poole is here. From Villanova, Eric Paschal is here. And the president of basketball operations, the executive of the year previously in the NBA, and our general manager, Bob Myers, with some opening comments, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thanks for coming, everyone. Feels like done a lot of media in the last few days, but, congratulations to you three guys. This is the beginning of hopefully a long career. We'll give you every chance to meet all your goals and expectations, but most of it is going to be because of the work you put in. Obviously we've been fortunate and done well as a team, but it's mostly because we've been lucky enough to draft players that want to work hard and are good people. So the families, we need your help. The ones that are here, don't go away. Just don't call me if things aren't going well. We don't do that as much in the NBA. But it's a community that we try to build. It's a culture, and we need everyone, your help, to make sure they succeed. Stay on them. Just because they made it to the NBA and have more money doesn't mean you stop parenting and stop caring about them. And you guys, I'm excited for you all, but you really haven't done anything yet. But that's exciting, right? All the work is in front of you. If we were still going to be in this facility, you'd see Steph Curry over there after every practice. You'd see Klay Thompson. You'd see all these guys right here is where Draymond Green works on his game, where we're standing. There's a basket behind us right here. Those are the things you need to learn if you don't already. But we're excited as an organization and thrilled to see. I mean, Summer League starts in about 3 hours. It feels like. I think we start on July 1st. Is that right? So enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's a basketball game. You guys are one of the three of the lucky few that get to play at the highest level. So take advantage of it.
So, Eric, let's start with you. The draft night is always a big night, and you hear your name called, and it's with the Golden State Warriors. And now you're here, and we're going to have your jersey here in a minute. And that kind of realization of making the NBA and coming to a team that has set kind of the highest standard. Give us the thought coming from Villanova and getting ready to be a part of Dub Nation real quick.
It means a lot. I mean, I actually told my parents during this whole draft process I wanted to come to the Warriors. So, I mean, everything ended up working out, and I just appreciate it. I mean, it's all a blessing just to be here. I mean, just to be able to hear your name called during the draft is a very big blessing.
Warriors drafted a couple guys with good NCAA experience. Villanova had some excellent runs there, and you hit a huge shot for Michigan and one of your championship runs, a 30-win team, making it to the Final Four. Jordan, give us an idea. I keep seeing these game-winning shots, and they call it a pool party. You don't shy away from the big shots at the big time.
I think just being able to step up in the big moment is something that I've always been able to do, especially at the younger age. But being able to do it as a freshman kind of put me on the map, and being able to have a last name that can resonate with the entire pool party thing, I think it's pretty cool.
So, Alan, your journey is the most interesting. You're the youngest player in G League history. You'll turn 19 in August. It's a new country. It was a new language. And you played professional basketball. You were here in Santa Cruz. I was remarking about English, just language, city, culture, basketball at your age. And you said your teammates taught you a little bit. What's your thoughts here getting ready to join the big club?
I don't know. I really wanted to join this club because in the Santa Cruz, players have been really nice to me because I was the youngest one and they didn't react like I'm some child. They reacted to me like I'm a real player, like a professional, and I really liked that.
Bob, when you think of your youngest player has the most professional experience, give us the thought maybe on the three of them when you looked at the draft where each of them jumped out at you as people you wanted to acquire.
I don't know.
See, now you want to let the GM talk here. Let's he's going to break down your game.
I don't
for
know
a
the
second.
Answer to these questions. I don't know. I think they, you know, like I said previously, Bob, it's you have to love your job. You have to love your craft. I think they all love basketball. And it sounds kind of simple, but that's what's going to determine how hard they work. That's what's going to determine how competitive they are. I wish I could say everybody that plays in the NBA loves playing basketball. That's not true. So you want to get guys that have a thirst for it, that would play for $5, you know. I think all these guys love it. Obviously, Alan came over here, and I couldn't imagine learning a new language and a new culture and traveling over to where he's from at that age. Obviously, you know, for George, I was always scared. I couldn't make big shots. I can't even make them in a pickup game. So to have that kind of confidence, and then Eric, obviously, being a champion. I mean, that stuff matters. So it's all the factors, all the things that got them to where they are is what makes them attractive, and hopefully what they will be.
Feel free to raise your hand, and we've got people with microphones on either side if you have questions for Bob or any of the players. Bob has a meeting right after this, so this is the one time to grab Bob Myers. But I don't know, you mentioned the Warriors a little bit, Eric, and watching the draft, that the Draymond Green, you know, people, they see guys about 6'7", 6'8", that have played a lot of really high-level college basketball that seem to be very tough. Keep an eye on Draymond at all? Is that someone that you were paying attention to?
Yeah. I mean, of course, I watch him. But I have a lot to learn to even come close to becoming a dude like him. I mean, he's tenacious on the floor. He does a lot of little things, and I just have to try to learn all those little things. So coming here, I feel like it was great for me just to be able to be under his wing and be able to learn everything he does on the court.
Now, Jordan, I don't know if you know, last year Draymond was in the draft room, so he was helping Bob and the staff as far as draft selections, and he was on a plane this time, but the Michigan State thing can be deep, but you got the cosign and the thumbs up. He texted Bob from the air that Jordan Poole was quite the selection. You're going to put the Michigan State thing aside as a Warrior now?
I think I'd have to, just being able to see how Draymond, he even said that I get the approval. It means a lot. You know how much he loves Michigan State and how serious he takes the rivalry. So being able to say that I'm somebody that he liked and gave a thumbs up and a cosign, it definitely means a lot.
Alan, did you watch much of the Golden State Warriors while you were playing for the Santa Cruz Warriors? Did you check out any of the games at all last year?
I didn't watch all the games because I had a few games when it was at the same time, but every time I was free, I came to the Oakland and watched the game.
And what was your impression or reaction, or you were excited to join this team?
I really don't know. I was so happy that when I saw other players playing, I was like, damn, I would like to be there, to be with big players.
At 6'10", you're bigger than most of them already. You're okay with that?
Yeah, but still, I have to work on it.
Brett, you got somebody over there? Where am I looking? Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. This question is for everyone here with Jordan, Allen, and Eric. What's your approach going to be able to make an impact on this team right away?
I feel like everywhere you go is a new journey. So I just feel like you have to start from scratch and have to solidify yourself. I mean, you just have to put yourself in a great position by doing all the little things and bringing energy, because you're not going to be the star player always coming in to the league.
Kind of going off what Eric said, it's a new situation, it's a new journey. We're all excited to be here, but being around so many great players, you're able to learn, become a fast learner, and find ways to impact, whether it's in practice, on the court, off the court. Being able just to learn from all the guys and kind of be a sponge and soak everything in, I feel like that's something that I'm extremely excited for. And just being around an amazing organization, you kind of can't help but put yourself in that situation.
So Alan, Mark was asking what kind of impact or what would you like to do right away? What's what you're looking forward to for your rookie season?
I don't know. I really like not just to wear a jersey of NBA. I would like to stay in NBA, like not just to be on a bench or something like that. I really want to play.
Go ahead, Janie.
Hi, you guys. Janie McCauley from Associated Press. Along those lines, Bob has said that you guys may have a chance to make an immediate impact. And I know a couple of you are, you know, efficient three-point shooters. Could you kind of each tell us, describe your playmaking style and just what you think you could contribute right away?
Go ahead, Aaron.
I think I could just bring energy. I mean, one thing I've learned at Villanova is learning different roles. I mean, I wasn't always the star there. And, I mean, you just got to find a way to make an impact in whatever way you can, is that even if that's on or off the court.
I feel with my size, being able to play the one or two, the combo guard. But kind of going off what Eric said, just being able just to make an impact in any way, excuse me, whether it's giving energy, but I think it all starts with this process up until then, just being able to come in the gym, learn, and kind of solidify yourself to be in that situation. Everything will fall into its place, but just being able to space the floor, shoot the ball. We're around so many great players, so even the smallest things could help the team, and I think.
Alan, so wanted to know, what's the style of your game? What do you think you do best, or what do you bring to the table when you're playing basketball?
I think that I can shoot, and for the big guy, I can really dribble the ball. I can attack the bigger players.
Monty, go ahead.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Jordan, who did you watch as you were growing up in the NBA in terms of teams or players that you patterned yourself after, maybe followed some of what they did, or teams you just followed as a fan?
I watched Steph a lot growing up, just how he is, be able to create space and get a shot off. But I also watched CJ McCollum and Devin Booker, bigger guards, but guards who are crafty, being able to play on the ball, off the ball. So I think if I was to model my game after those three, those are three that I definitely paid attention to a lot. So just being able to be on the same court as Steph now, and kind of really learn and keep a close eye on the type of stuff that he does to really separate himself is an amazing blessing.
Alan, is there an NBA guy that you looked up to? I mean, how many games were you getting in Serbia? And I know you played even professional ball in the under 19, under 16 teams. Any NBA guys you looked up to?
Yeah, I looked at KD. He was like a big guy who can shoot, who can dribble. He's not like, I just look up to him, and now when I'm playing in the same court with him, I can really watch and learn something.
Go ahead.
CJ Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. Eric, this is for you. So as a player who's, you know, won at the highest level in the college sphere, you know, joining a roster or joining a franchise that has aspirations of, you know, playing at the highest level and winning championships, what do you think you can use from that experience of winning at the college level to now?
I know that to win a championship, you have to have great culture. And that's one thing that the Warriors have. So, I mean, just being able to adjust to that, being able to be a great locker room guy, I mean, being that in college could definitely help me, because I just know that their culture here is great and everybody works together. And then the locker room means a lot, too. I mean, every team has its ups and downs, but as long as you guys are together on the court and, I mean, you get past it, it all works out in the end.
Bob, let me ask you, I think of Kevon Looney. When you join a team that's good and you're picking later in the draft because of your success, and you see Kevon come through some injury situations and then just get better and better and better, that from a patient standpoint, it's tough to be patient in the NBA, and yet that's usually the workers are the ones that eventually kind of rise to the top and start to contribute to a team.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, it's hard, hard work. It's not complicated. I mean, for anybody that has had a job, most of us in here have a job, it's hard. So is the NBA. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy to crack a rotation. It's not easy. It's not easy to make 20 million. People may think it's all easy. It's not. None of it is easy. So Kevon took it upon himself, transformed his body one summer, had two hip surgeries, overcame that, overcame being written off 10 different times. We didn't pick up his option ourselves. And happily proved everybody wrong that said he didn't have a role in the NBA. But that comes from within. That comes from his parents. That comes from growing up in the environment he did. And us providing a place where we could further that. So, again, you guys are going to have success because of what you do. It's probably what you've heard before, that
in life, you kind of get in, get out of it what you put in. If you sit in front of the class and raise your hand, or if you're sitting back and slouch down, you're not going to learn much. Same thing as our organization. This is just a chance. Right now, you just have a chance. We'll give you every chance to succeed, but it's up to you guys to see what you do with that.
You saw that Eric and Jordan, you said sitting in class, they both smile. They're done with that. That they're very happy to play basketball. The school stuff's done. Move on. Go ahead, Nick.
Guys, Nick Friedel, ESPN. Jordan, what's it going to be like for you going against Coach Beilein in the NBA now with him in Cleveland?
Yeah, say it again, Nick, so they can hear.
What's it going to be like for you going against Coach Beilein in Cleveland now in the NBA?
Going against him?
Yeah, I mean, Beilein's coaching now in the NBA, and he was your coach.
I think it'll be an amazing opportunity. The last 2 years I had there, I was able to learn so much from him. But being able to see that I was able to move on to the next level as well as him, it's kind of, I feel like it'll be a special moment. He was so successful in college, and I had an amazing 2 years at Michigan, and we both went on a new journey. So being able to kind of get the visual representation of we're both at the next level is something that it'll definitely be special.
Eric, you mentioned you hadn't spent much time in the Bay Area, right? This is a whole big adjustment to new city. We built a new arena for you, so you can check that out too. But, I mean, this is a whole new cross-country and hang out here.
Yeah, this is brand new to me. I mean, I've been in the East Coast my whole life, so just being out here is kind of different. I mean, I've heard it's a lot slower than New York, but I appreciate it. I mean, I was training in California, and it was a lot slower, but it's a lot. Everybody's a lot nicer, too.
Go ahead, Mark.
This question is for Jordan. Speaking of Coach Beilein, he described you as an overdose of swag. I was wondering what your take is on that.
I think just coming in as a freshman, I just had a lot of confidence. And obviously, I played with Mo Wagner, and he's a very interesting personality. So just being able to express yourself, be unique, and be who you are, and coming into the freshman scene and being able to be on such an amazing team and being able to want the big moment and want to shine, I think that was something that kind of stood out to him. So by him being able to give me that compliment, it kind of took off in the media. So I'll definitely take it and absorb it for sure.
Go ahead.
Logan Murdock, NBC Sports Bay Area. This is for each and every one of you guys. Bob said that, you know, Summer League, talked about Summer League, it's less than a week away. What is something each of you guys want to accomplish going into Summer League?
What do you want to accomplish in Summer League? I mean, you're going to play in Sacramento, you're going to play in Vegas for these first games as a pro in Summer League. What do you want to accomplish? Anything you're shooting for or you'd like to do?
I don't look forward. I just wanted to play just to enjoy the game.
Just being able to play again. You know, we've been working out this entire process and working out with so many teams, being able to have a stable team and playing with guys that you'll be able to play with for the next couple of years, being able to give them the chemistry on the court and off the court is a big bonding experience. But just being able to go out there at the highest stage, but also being able just to play again. Playing the game is fun, so just finding a way to really just get back and get into the flow of things.
Definitely be able to play out there, but also kind of want to win the championship just because that's how I am. Since we're going out there and it's everybody's competitive, I would like to win the Summer League championship.
Bob, for the Summer League, has it translated all into training camp and stuff, or is it just to get the guys' feet wet for the big jump? You mentioned on draft night for Allen, the G League is not college. It's a big step forward. Summer League, is that the first splash for the younger guys just to get used to the differences?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't think they've played in pro. I don't know what you guys are allowed to do anymore. But I guess Allen played in the NBA rules for the most part. The rules are different. The players are bigger, faster, stronger. But yeah, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn about for us, too, as a front office, our coaching staff, how they compete, how they interact with their teammates. I mean, we didn't get to be around these. I mean, Allen's a little different, but as far as Eric and Jordan, we're getting to know them and who they are. And for them, yeah. I mean, every day in your rookie year, I think you're learning. You should be learning because none of them have anything figured out. I don't care if you're the number one pick or the number whatever pick. You don't understand what the NBA is. I look at it like your freshman year of college. You think you pretend like you know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. These guys won't know. So it's a whole year of learning. And the Summer League is where it starts.
Go ahead, Monty.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Eric, for you, what is the, in your own mind at least, what is the part of your game that you think is strongest, the best part of your game, and what is the part of the game you think you need to work on the most?
I feel like my strong suit is just attacking the basket. I mean, just being aggressive, and then also defensively being able to guard multiple positions. That I feel like that can help me out a lot. And then just offensively, just trying to get better at consistently shooting the three ball. I mean, that's one thing that I know is very important in the Warriors offense, just being able to space the floor. So those things.
Go ahead, Nick.
Bob, since this is our only chance to talk to you for a little while, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about what's coming up this weekend. Do you have any formal plans to sit down with Kevin or Clay regarding their future here?
Yes.
Are you optimistic about those conversations?
We'll see.
Was that Monty or Jeannie? Go ahead, Jeannie.
I guess, Bob, has Clay had surgery and or has that been scheduled?
I think it's been scheduled, maybe potentially this week, but I don't know the exact time or day, but that's what I'm hearing.
Do you guys have any reason to pick the numbers that we're going to show in a second? Was there anything special about your Warrior number, Eric, or anything in terms of when you requested which number you were going to get with the Dubs?
Just all the numbers I wanted were taken, so I had to I had to choose one. So that was
Jordan for you.
Yeah, I've had two for a while now, but obviously that's taken as well, so I just went up a number.
Alan, your number?
I wanted the number 9, but I chose the number 6 when I turned it upside down. It's not.
That might be the best place to end right there. So we're going to have the photo ops with the guys and Bob, then the guys separately. We'll separate the players so you can get them in groups. Bob has a meeting, but we appreciate everybody coming out. We will see you October 5th, Warriors-Lakers at Chase Center. We're going to see these guys in Sacramento and Las Vegas for the Summer League. Again, thanks for coming out, and these are the 3 newest Warriors, part of the Warrior family. Give it up for them as we finish up.